This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it just takes lessons.
You're just babble.
Oh, there's no question. I've always been this stupid. And I work at it, too. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55, and a 6 and a 3. You like that, huh? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, like I said. Well, you know, you guys got to help me out because I get really brain dead during the breaks. Because I start reading all this stuff that you send me, and then I just get lost. Anyway, so welcome back to another session of Sanity, like I like to say. Always, and if you didn't catch it, you got to go get the last hour. You know, Senator Cotton just beat the crud out of one of the directors over there at the U.S. Department of Defense about all the garbage that they're spewing when it comes to emptying Guantanamo, why they have to do it, how it's a recruiting tool. But you can't find anything that lines up that says it's a recruiting tool. The only tool is who Obama uses to actually push this stuff out there, get people to believe it. They're the tool. And then somebody sent me a note. As some of you know, Michelle said, what was it, this week or last week? That the White House was built by slaves. Well, why is it that, you know, for two people who are supposed to be pretty smart, intelligent, you know, he was a constitutional professor, you know. they can't get their facts right, ever. And she said that the White House was built by slaves. Every night I go to bed, in a White House that's been built by slaves. Sorry, she's wrong. Nothing new. She does this all the time. That's why I always say to you, she can't find the truth with both hands. Right? The White House was built by Europeans, Irish, Scottish, Italians, blacks and others. Everybody had a hand in building that house. And rebuilding. And remodeling and rebuilding. I mean, this president, for all intents and purposes, you can chime in the chat room anytime you want to. This president, yeah, the white boy saying it. This president, for all intents and purposes, has set race relations back in this country at a minimum 50 years. Because a lot of people trust them and would never go look. Okay. They would never go back and look and see who built the White House, the whole thing. Wouldn't happen. So I don't know. I'm looking at this stuff and saying, when does somebody shut them down? Well, you can't shut them down. There's really no way to shut them down. You know what I'm saying? Stop sending me disgusting pictures during the breaks, too. Oh, there was another one. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hillary. God bless Hillary. You know, even if you hate her, God bless Hillary. She, yeah, that's true, too. Michelle will be quoted on that for God knows how long, forever and ever and a day. So recently, Hillary was asked why she voted to build a wall on the border in 2006. The woman, like I said, she can't find the truth with both hands. It doesn't matter what you do, she can't find the truth. So listen to her response. Can you listen to the response? No, you know what? You know how you can really listen? Here's how you listen to the response. I have to turn the button on. Then you can listen to the response.
Now, if you believe in building a wall, what's the difference between your idea and Donald Trump's idea on building a wall?
Well, I voted for border security, and some of it was a fence. I don't think we ever called it a wall. Maybe.
Well, we all know a fence is not the same thing as a wall. Of course she's right. Seriously.
Maybe in some places it was a wall. But it was aimed at controlling our borders.
These are people behind the scenes who can't keep a straight face. How could you keep a straight face with this? No. I never voted to build a wall. I voted to build a fence. And she does it with a straight face. Are we serious? I don't even know. How do you people on the left, how do you let this go by? Why do you let this stuff keep flying by? And you see, this is what I believe. I believe that the left believes that they're so right that they can't pop, because they're so righteous. They're so full of themselves that they can't do anything wrong. And if they can't do anything wrong, then it doesn't matter what they do. Ultimately, it's okay. However, we on the right, everything we do is wrong. And if everything we do is wrong, then even if we agree with them, we're off. You know, it's, I am typing myself a note that Hillary wanted a fence, not a wall. Do you think she wanted that to make it easier for them to get over? Or do you think she's just not smart enough to know? Come on, help me figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a couple of... Look, I got hours of this tomfoolery. Seriously. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I don't know.
No comment.
I just want to keep listening. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. It's like, keep it up, boys. You know, it's like a play, like the whole show in the under. Anyway. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, screening, giving part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Got to write it down. 855-732-5563. And I really do very much enjoy the time that you guys spend with me on the air. And you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, some of you will, you don't like to hear your voice on the radio, right? So go ahead and feel free to send it to me. Anyway, I want to get back to this. I'm having a ball with some of these things. And I've always said the reason the Dems want to take over the interweb so badly, I think they'd go in and start scrubbing as much as they could. Well, right now, they scrub as much as they can. I think they'd be able to scrub a lot more if they got more control of it, don't you? At least I think so. But look, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I know that. So, and I find it interesting that, you know, I know this is kind of already been beaten to death here. How she wore, what was it, $12,000 or $13,000 coat the other day? She did. And she's always talking about the little people. What little people? What people that aren't in the 1% do you know that owner can wear a $12,000 coat? Seriously. So, apparently, the everyone gets a trophy mentality is now overflowing, and those chickens are coming home to roost. Seriously. The mark up another victory for the everyone gets a trophy mentality. The latest victim of this mindset is a high school honor student from Texas. Now, a local ABC News affiliate reports that the National Honor Society stalls a frequent sight in the high school graduation ceremonies around the country. But the Plano Senior High School, I can't even imagine this is in Texas. There's something wrong here. Plano Senior High School students are frustrated that he won't be allowed to wear one when he puts on his cap and gown. That's according to school practices. Students are not allowed to wear NHS regalia. Officially, the high school has explained that the situation by saying that graduates do not wear any club or organization regalia. The National Honor Society, however, claimed that school administrators wants everyone to feel included in graduation and not singled out. Why not? Well, why don't these morons, we're not going to call them principal anymore, right? Get to drop that. So they can't wear the principal. And then when they get up there to do their speeches and all that stuff there, they can't wear their doctorate robes. Right? What do you think about that? They can't wear any of those fancy robes. No fancy hats. Now, everybody's in black robes, black cap, white shirt. That's it. Because, you know, I feel excluded. Look, I get up there, I give out diplomas. I lost my thought. I give out diplomas on a regular basis every year. Right? I got those educated people standing all around me. I'm in a black robe, black pants, black shoes. What if I wore a white robe? You think it's anything to me? But you see what I'm saying? I feel left out. I don't feel included. I even have an honorary doctorate that I paid for. I should do some year. I should borrow, rent, whatever, get a doctorate, you know, say a doctorate in theology, robe, and go out there. I'm going to tell them I can't wear it. I'm going to say, look, I identify as a PhD in theology. What are you going to tell me I'm not? That'd be funny. Oh, God. Oh. And it's, look, I didn't have it. My wife did, and others do. But, you know, the National Honor Society, my understanding is, you know, they've been around for years. Years, and it's a very common practice if you make the grade, so to speak. Now, this scenario sounds really similar to the plan promoted by the demon screw tape. Remember C.S. Lewis? I don't know, some of you guys may have not read it. C.S. Lewis's famous letter of the same name. Now, part of screw tape's plot to undermine education was, he said, the basic principle of the new education is to be that of dunces and idlers. They must not be, and you can't make them to feel inferior. So you have to make them feel equal to the intelligent and industrious pupils. Children who are fit to proceed to a higher class may be artificially kept back because the others would get traumatized. So, in a word, we may reasonably hope for the virtual abolition of education when I'm as good as you has fully had its way. All incentives to learn, all penalties for not learning, will be vanished. The few who might want to learn will be prevented. Right? Now, recent years have found that many wondering what happened to education in America, particularly as Americans standing remains subpar. We are still among the worst in the world. We spend among the highest dollars per student, and we are still among the worst in the world. But if Garrett Fredericks, wait a minute, yeah, but if Garrett Fredericks' experience in any indication, it seems that what happened to the American education system is that I'm as good as you has taken hold. If we want American academic standing to rise, especially at competitive levels across the world, we're going to have to abandon the trophy culture and let students know that recognition, praise, and honor, they only get that when they work hard, not because mommy loves them. Right? I mean, look it. You can tell your kids they're doing a good job. You can tell your kids keep up the good work, try harder, do whatever, whatever, whatever. But your kid does not get a gold star for having breath, for being able to suck in oxygen. Okay? Just not cool. You know, what are you going to do? You're not going to pick somebody first? Is that going away now? We're not going to be able to do that? It'll be like a lottery where somebody, everybody picks a number. That way nobody's actually picked out of the crowd to be on the team. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it gets really stupid. It gets out of control stupid. I think my ranking, somebody said in the chat room, I think my ranking in the class was, 412 out of 400. I'm not sure. That's about right, though, right? Well, where else am I here? God, don't you love this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going for a quick break. We'll be right back. I'll see if I can find my place again. So listening to The Real Side live on GCN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality product and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. Love it when you spend time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, head over to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. I want your email address. Yeah. I send out an email every week. I just tell you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. Yes, there are give me a break, okay? There are advertisers on there. How do you think I pay for the show? If you listen to the show, I would imagine, I'm not sure, but I think you do believe in capitalism, don't you? I would think you would. Especially if you're listening to this show. So, you know, commercial, when you get the email, of course there's going to be stuff on there. You don't have to buy any of it. You can just go past it. You don't have to give it any attention whatsoever. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, this is a fun one, too. I called this last year. When this stuff was getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse last year, and I kept saying, you know what? What's going to be next? They say, you know, you could have these displays at, historical event or what have you. Right? But apparently you're not going to be able to. So the city demands the Civil War display come down because someone complained. Now, Georgia man has been told he has to remove his Civil War display from his front yards because some people don't like it. First off, that's not a reason to take it down, but we'll move on. Now, Lafayette resident Kevin Smith says the city wants him to tear down the life-size display he spent the last 3 years putting together. It features a life-size display of famous Civil War battles. He said that he has absolutely no plans to take them down. I like this guy already. Each model of the flag in the display represents a certain battle in the way of educating his community. Smith says, presentation, I tried to put the display around the town so tourists could... I tried to put the presentation around town so people could see the history of this town and draw some tourism here. Now, last Thursday, however, he got a notice from the City Housing Authority saying the display has to go. There were complaints that there were statues and Confederate flags, and they would have to go. Now, the notice cites complaints from residents, but it doesn't say who the residents are. There's a novel. How do you know when somebody's lying to you? Because they go, hey, someone asked me to speak with you. No, actually, they want to speak with you. They want to tell you what you're doing is wrong. They just haven't got the guts to tell you it's them. Am I wrong here? What do you think? No, seriously. But the this is a weird night, people. I'm telling you, it's a weird night. Freaky stuff like the computers. See, I don't believe computers can be possessed, but some of you would say they're possessed. No, they're not possessed. It's just funny watching them do this. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Oh, there it is. God bless America. We're talking about the fellow that was told he had to take down the Civil War display because someone complained. But we don't know who complained. And it's historical in nature. And I told you this was going to start happening. Now, the station tried to get the housing authority, local radio station, TV station, to comment on the matter, but they refused, saying that their lawyers told them to keep quiet. Well, except for the guy they told to tear it down. I didn't give him a reason why. Now, a spokesman did say they're trying to work something out with Mr. Smith. I would let them make me crazy. And then I'd sue the pants off of them. Smith says the Civil War played an important role in the U.S. and Walker County history. He doesn't want those years to be forgotten. I agree with him. You're not going to erase the negativity from history by forgetting it or ignoring it, because it's going to come back up. Somebody's going to want to talk about it. Somebody's going to want to be informed about it. Smith says the Civil War played that important part, and there's no reason why people should know about it. Now, Smith says he has no plans to, God bless this guy, right? No plans to remove the display or leave his home based on the notice he was provided. It's not clear when the display must be removed or what action the Housing Authority plans to take if it's not. Smith believes the First Amendment to the Constitution, and he is correct, protects him. But he's open to compromise. He's open to talk to these guys. He said, I'm open to relocate it as long as it's safe and it won't be damaged. Now, think about this. Here's a private citizen. You know, what's going to happen? What, no nativity scenes on your lawn anymore? When is that going to happen? If you allow this, we're not far from that, right? I mean, think about it. Come on. How far away are you going to be? Now, I'm looking at this picture. Yeah, you did a great job with it. And yes, there's a couple of Confederate flags, and there's a couple of early American flags. I've always said to you, how far is this going to go? Because it isn't looking good now. And it's looking like no matter what we do, they're going to keep coming after us until we start pushing back, until it starts to really cost them some money. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see somebody donate some money. Right? I'd like to see somebody donate some money to go after these people and just keep them in court. That's all you got to do. Just keep them in court. The university has banned... You ready for this one? If you're smarter than I am, and most of you are, you have to explain this one to me because I don't quite get it. A university has banned straight white men from an equality conference. Okay, go ahead, let that sit in for a second. So the left believes that everyone is equal except for straight white men. Now, white, straight, able-bodied men have maximum privilege points. So does that mean we don't get protected or anything? I don't really understand. A British university recently held that the most the most bigoted gathering possible in the name of equality, in which straight white men or able-bodied males were banned from participating. A lecturers' union in England banned a straight white able-bodied, white able-bodied males from participating in an equality conference in order to create a safe space for conference attendees. In order to attend the majority of the university and college unions' equality conference, prospective attendees had to identify which protected characteristics they possessed. And I think just the mere fact that they were probably just possessed, period. What do you think? That's kind of where my head's at. So they had to identify which protected characteristic they were. They possessed, if they were gay, disabled, non-white, that kind of thing. An amendment to allow elected all union officers, regardless of their personal characteristics, participate in a conference was voted down by the union leaders. So even union management wasn't allowed unless they identified as something other than a white male. Isn't that amazing? Now, organizers divided the conference into four sections: women, disabled, LGBT, and ethnic minorities. Attendees who didn't possess the required protective characteristics would be unable to attend that section in order to create a safe space. In other words, straight white able-bodied men would be barred from attending any of the sessions. Isn't that amazing? This is an equality class. This is an equality event. Author Kat Reed of the leftist rag Heat Street. She said, "One cannot deny the privileges that straight white men have had in today's society. Britain is a country where less than 1 in 10 CEOs are women. In FTSE 100 companies, ethnic minorities are still unrepresented in parliament. It's because their people don't come out and vote." We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We will be right back, I promise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side. Yeah, I know. It's about killed me too, huh? Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. It's almost time to say goodbye. Like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. Now, let me finish this story real quick because I really want to get to something else that is kind of sickening that I said I wanted to get to, and I will get to. So, apparently there's a university that has decided that when it comes to equality, white straight men are not invited. They can't come in. They can't find out about this equality thing and what to do about it. You know what I'm saying? So, the author of Heat Street, Kat Reed, it's a leftist newspaper. I don't even know if you can call it a leftist. It's so far left, it might be, I don't know. Anyway. Now, she goes on to say that one can't deny the privileges that straight white men have, especially in today's society. Now, here's what I don't understand. How do you force a company? Because just putting numbers and percentages in, how are you going to force a company to hire a woman, a black woman, an Asian woman, a stray gay, a gay Asian woman, a transgender black person? I mean, how are you going to put stuff in there? Really, seriously. Now, She admits that the university's decision to ban whites is depressing, but only because it impedes our ability to understand the culprit of the minority problem. Excluding straight white men from taking part in these conferences completely undermines their point, she writes. How are people expected to tackle minority issues when in most cases, in most crass manner, one of the root causes of the problem is specifically excluded from participating? As though they don't exist. These people are crazy. You do know that, right? The article goes on to say that these jobs aren't afforded. Gays, white gays, just list a whole group of people. What I love about all this, though, is, and then they say Hollywood's unfair because it doesn't have enough women directors or something, or woman parts or what have you. But yet Hollywood doesn't discriminate against gay, lesbian, transgender, any of that. They don't care. You know why they don't care in a lot of cases? It's about the money. And most corporations don't care because all they care about is making the money. They don't care if a monkey in a pinstripe suit is running the company if they're making money. Seriously. Anyway, I want to get to this next clip. Yeah, I know. I kind of ran through that. But only because, you know what, we've heard this stuff so much. We deal with this stuff so much. I think some of you, it doesn't even tinge anymore. You just go, yeah, okay, another crazy story. And this story did have, where does it say that? Hold on. Yeah, no. There was no white zone, no safe space for these people to go to. and this is hilarious. The little meme here has no whites allowed. With, you know, the red circle and the cross through it. You know, and again, what are they afraid of? You let the white, straight white guys in there. What are they actually afraid of? The organizers divided the conference into four sections: women, disabled, LGBT, and ethnic minorities. Attendees who didn't possess the required protection characteristics would be unable to attend that session in order to create a safe space. In other words, if you keep the straight white guys out of there, then it's a safe space for everybody else because we're just so nasty. Nasty, terrible people. It's dumb, is what it is. It's just flat out dumb. Okay. So Americans don't know why we celebrate the 4th of July. You already know this. I play these kind of things every year, but they just make me sicker and sicker. And I want to get you early this year instead of the day of or the day after so that you can work with your kids, your nieces, your nephews, and the other plethora of ignorant people hanging out around you. What do you think? Take a listen.
England to start their own country. And what country famously broke away from England to start their own country in the late 1700s?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that, it's our independence. That's why we...
In case you missed that. It's the day we overtook the South. It's the day we won the war from the South. I learned so much from these things.
Yeah, the
from the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
I don't know.
Name one person.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know.
Sorry.
Not?
What year was that Declaration
of Independence? Was it not?
Do you want me to wait and give you a chance to throw up? You want to go throw up? Because I can hold on to this for a minute. I mean, just they're all just laughing. They all think this is hilarious. Right? Abraham Lincoln. So I tell you, I learn something every time.
1964? 84?
1984?
84? I don't know.
No.
1864?
I would have to slap her just because of the voice. Relax. Answer the question. Just think about it.
1860.
I don't know.
This country, no wonder this country's in trouble. What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
From.
Oh, from.
I love this. We won our independence from California. And she's dead serious.
We declared independence from a certain country, which is why we celebrate 4th of July. What country was that?
They both totally. Both of them look so confused.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay, thank you.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence.
Are you paying attention? Did you catch that? Jesse Ventura, apparently, and John Wilkes Booth now both may have been signers on the Declaration.
What year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
Stars? Oh, right there.
Well, what country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s?
No.
You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration revoked.
Because I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from celebrating
the 4th of July. Well, I'm terrible.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. I mean, they're celebrating something. They could be celebrating the assassination of Abraham Lincoln for all they know. They have no clue as to what they're, you know, like I always say, you know, barbecue and burgers. Why are they doing it? They have no idea. This is sad and sick.
I'm so bad at this. Say Independence Day. Say when we won our independence.
From?
That's right. Turn the attention on the baby in the basket. See if we can't get the camera to turn there and forget all about me.
Those countries. You have this on camera, too?
Name one of the founding fathers of America.
I know what I did.
You don't know? What year did we declare independence from Britain?
1773? 73? I don't know. I have no idea.
Getting people's thoughts on what country we broke away from when we declared independence back in 1776.
Most people laugh and walk away. And I wouldn't believe this stuff either, but there's too many of these guys doing this, number one. Number two, I've done it. I went to our local mall where I live two or three times. And I was floored by the answers I got on basic stuff. I'm talking the same thing. And I purposely, one time, I purposely made sure that the person, when they were looking at me, there was a flag over my shoulder. Okay? Not a person, but a group of people. And I couldn't get one right answer as to how many stars and stripes were on the flag. Or what they represented. We're screwed. It's just screwed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Tell your friends about the show. Check me out on TheRealSide.com. You can be heard every day here on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day.